The story that we're featuring on the virtual couch today is one that is at the same time both utterly horrifying, but also, in a way, uplifting. It's partly the story of an absolutely horrendous attack which has left a local woman permanently disabled. But it is also the story of the people who have rallied around to try and help her and change her life for the better going forward. With me on the line is Murray Williams, a name I know many of you will recognize due to his years of work as a journalist in Cape Town for, amongst others, the Cape Argus. And Murray is a very keen cyclist and hiker, somebody for whom physical activity is hugely important. And the story starts at the point of his own difficulties in that regard, because last year during lockdown, he developed a rare disease which stripped him of much of his fitness. And it was while he was going through rehab from that condition that he met the woman who is really at the core of today's story and felt moved to help. Murray, thank you so much for bringing this story to our attention and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Pippa, and good afternoon, everybody.
It is mainly about her, but I want to start briefly with you. Murray, your own story, a diagnosis last year that came completely out of the blue and that seriously impacted your fitness.
Yeah, sure. One day the sky is blue and the next day your world has changed, as so often happens. I contracted somehow, either through a viral attack or an autoimmune attack, or maybe even through trauma, like an accident, a rare illness. It's an official rare illness on rareillnesses.org, which is not a very good website to have to visit, I have to admit. Anyway, my particular illness was called Parsonage-Turner syndrome, and it's an inflammatory attack on the brachial plexus nerve network behind my right shoulder. And within about a month to 6 weeks, I lost about 70% of the muscle on my right arm, my right chest muscle, my lat, my subscap, etc. And at the same time, had disc complications and ended up having a double fusion to my neck.
Sure.
So, yeah, I was fit, strong, probably in the shape of my life. And that was where I found myself.
Murray, obviously it's a condition that required extensive physical rehabilitation, and that is how you found yourself at the Spearscare Rehabilitation Hospital in the Strand to undergo your therapy. And that is where you met a female security officer who had been horribly attacked earlier this year. Our listeners, I hope some of them may recall the headline that would have made it through a fleeting news bulletin and then probably passed into the darkness of the news cycle as it churns along. You had a personal encounter, though, with the person behind that headline. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I did. But just before I continue, I mean, it's even more life-changing than that. I was so impressed by the rehabilitation hospital model that I actually joined their employ in order to try to help develop this extraordinary healing culture, which so many people are desperately in need of.
Okay.
And you're right, it's an appalling story. Before I start, I mean, there's a confidentiality issue. This woman, her life still may be in danger, and there may still be criminal charges pending in terms of the people who attacked her. But so let's just call her Mrs. Z, if we may. And you're right, it was on April the 21st that she was attacked by a mob, by a crowd. She was working as a security guard, and she tried to flee from this mob towards Musenberg side. She hid under a buggy, and this vehicle was then torched with her hiding underneath it. City of Cape Town rescue officials got to her and tried to save her and managed to drag her out. She had extensive burns to her body, but far worse than that, her legs were so badly burnt that both her legs had to be amputated. She ended up spending about 6 weeks in an acute hospital environment, and on May 26th, then moved into the rehabilitation center environment, and that's where I came across her. This woman who you'd expect to have lost all hope, and yet was one of the most optimistic and courageous people in this little hospital.
Murray, I mean, the story is awful enough without adding the additional layer of what that woman's circumstances were like before this happened. She was already keeping so much together, juggling so many balls. She's a single mom to a young child. Obviously, in losing her legs, that drastically changes her prospects for employment going forward. It means drastic changes needed in terms of accessibility for the home she lives in. There are massive medical bills. There are potentially prosthetics down the line. She faces enormous bills, which she's simply not in a position to pay. And yet, as you say, she was facing that challenge with optimism, with hope, with a positive attitude against all odds. You and another fellow patient who had been treated at Spearscare decided you were going to try and help. Murray, tell us what you did last weekend.
Sure. So look, sometimes in these situations, one of the most frustrating things is delays around administrative processes and medical aids and workman's compensation coverage to kick in, etc. And so myself and my brother-in-law decided to not to wait. And we set off last Saturday from Danger Point, perhaps ironically or metaphorically, and we decided to cycle home to Steyn in the Strand, which is about 150 kilometers. And we raised 26,000 rand in a single day, and perhaps more, hopefully, we're able to catalyze a lot of the other partners into action. And I must tell you, about 60 k's into the ride, we both hit a bit of a wall and from fatigue. And at that very moment, one of the therapists sent a little video. And there was Mrs. Z sitting on her bed in her room with her stumps clearly visible, beaming as she threw a ball back and forth to the therapist. And we thought, wow, man, if this woman is able to summon such extraordinary courage, then who are we to falter after cycling barely 60 kilometers? And yeah, it is very easy to give up, Pippa. On February the 27th this year, I lost my own younger brother who fell off Table Mountain. And it is so damn easy to give up. And yet we can't, we dare not. And I think one of the easiest ways to prevent that from happening is to try and help those around us. It's a cliche, but it's true. And that's what inspired us.
Well, Murray, I hope it's not another cliche to say that. I know that Kim would be amazingly proud of what you were doing to help this woman and what you achieved last weekend, as well as the personal battles that you've had to overcome in this last year. I know that there's still a long way to go. I mean, fantastic news that you've already raised over 26,000 rand just in the day, on the day of the cycle itself. Murray, you've set up a Back a Buddy page to keep the campaign going. If somebody listening to this interview feels motivated to help, can they make a donation on that page?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I mean, I think it's really important, too, when one does raise funds, even in one's personal capacity, that it be done with transparency and accountability, and that's why I chose a public platform like this. People can just Google Back a Buddy, and I think the tag is Cape Town Mom, and you'll see this woman's terrible story, and yet her powerful transformation from someone who was hopeless to someone who's now at home with a seven-year-old boy for the first time in almost 3 months.
Fantastic. Murray, a couple of people asking, has there been any progress in investigating the attack? Have any arrests been made, as far as you know?
As far as I know, there haven't been, no. And it's I'm not sure if that makes it worse or whether it's meaningless, but just imagine next time you see something happening in public where there are security guards tasked with the impossible tussle between people looking for land, looking for houses, home invasions, land invasions, and yet there are real women, often real men, who are terrified. And this is one story where someone fell victim to that terrible spontaneous rage that consumes our society. So one feels for people who have these really important social issues, and yet one feels for the people who end up caught underneath buggies hiding for their lives.
Beautifully put. Murray Williams, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations on what you and Dylan have already achieved on behalf of this woman. And our best wishes to you as well for your ongoing recovery. I'm going to ask my producer to tweet the link to the Back a Buddy page at Cape Talk, so that if anybody listening would like to respond with a donation, however big or small, it's still a long, long road ahead that this family faces. And I'm sure any support would be appreciated. But well done to Murray and Dylan on the 150-kilometre cycle last weekend, which raised 26,000 rand to get that campaign rolling.